Hello, everyone. This is Bob D and
Zaddy Dolphin.
So today we're talking about a show we just got into, which is Married at First Sight. So this show is hilarious, right? It's basically where two strangers are matched together by a panel of quote-unquote experts. I think there are four, like a psychologist, a pastor, relationship person, whatever else, right?
All things that I do. All things that I'm qualified.
Okay. However, they meet each other at the altar. And that's when they decide to say either I do or I don't. And if they do, then they have about 8 weeks or so to kind of decide if they want to stay together. So the premise of this show, first of all, is hilarious. What do you think?
I think the show that you put me on is something that they might have taken from my archive because, you know, being a date doctor, very discreet, that, yes, you can get married on first sight. The way they do it, I think it's quite responsible, but would I do it? Heavens, no. I wouldn't do it. Marrying somebody on first sight brings up so much disaster in this fickle Instagram, social media, Snapchat, all that world where somebody is always hotter after. And these people are looking for something that is, a dream. You're waiting for someone to compare and contrast who you should be with before you see them. And that's where a lot of these people go off first sights. You know, they're looking for Zaddy. And okay. Everybody ain't Zaddy.
Not sure what all that means, but I think it's interesting, right? Because they always talk about the statistics of divorce and how 50% of marriages end in divorce. Boo-hoo. And okay. What's the real stat?
You've heard it. If the way to help that is to go to school, finish school, maybe date a little, be a believer. You don't have to be a Christian. We'd advise that, but you don't have to. But if you believe in some type of higher power, all these atheists and this and that, and the powers that be, the sun hit the moon at the right time and the glisten in the eye, like those people, again, this is why.
I mean, yeah, there's several takes in that. Everyone's free to believe what they want. We're Christian. That's what we rock with. We rock with Jesus. But in this world, in this current society, do you think it's even feasible? That's the real question, right?
Can you first sight?
Yes.
Yeah, is it feasible? I mean, it's feasible that you could win the lottery, but I wouldn't advise trying to play until I win. I'd say work hard and something else. Feasible. Yeah, some people are so thirsty and they just want a companion and they put down their dog and said, okay, they listened to our first episode of this and they put down their dog and now they're like, give me a person, a warm body. Here's what I'm looking for. And it's feasible, but that person too has to be of a certain mind frame because we saw on that show people were not happy always with folks' looks, which is probably the opposite of what they told the person evaluating them. Say, I don't care what they look
exactly.
like.
Exactly. And I think that people are not honest. I think it would work if people were honest with themselves. And I think that in relationships, this one not excluded, most people lie for like the first year or two. That's just the truth.
Yeah, because you're not to you, but yeah, we don't lie. We just tell you who he is, and if you like that, that's what
no. I don't think it's an intention. Like, oh, I'm gonna lie to you today. It's just like you don't know enough about yourself to make that decision. And when you do change, you don't update the person you're with. So I think that I think that it could, like in different countries, not in America, but I think that people can still Indians still do arranged marriages.
Yeah.
Africans still do arranged
marriages.
It
starts with the mind. Yeah. If you have the right mindset.
And the cultural support.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's people who, some of y'all have left somebody real good because of what others were saying about them. And so it starts with the mind first. That sounds like pimping right there. Start with the mind. So you got to believe it.
I don't know anything about pimping.
But that, I'm just saying. Okay. You relax. Just let it
I don't know anything about pimping. You got to endorse this message.
Somebody,
I don't know what you're on.
Somebody said that, right? And be like, hey, first you got to believe. That's the first thing y'all like. We're about to get tricked. It's about the ism more than the actual act. So pimping actually has, you know, it's bigger than what you're putting it at. It's complex.
Well, pimping's a weak people.
But
weak. Betas. Real betas.
Beta alphas.
Okay, beta alphas, we got put on this watching a movie together. Betas, we really think they're alphas.
But every man thinks that he's an alpha, and a lot of these cats are soft as boo-boo. So that, and they get run by.
You have to get ratchet with it.
It's not ratchet. It's boo-boo. It's a real thing. You use worse language.
No, I do not.
Check this out.
I have a redeemed mind.
Okay.
Thank you. Don't drag me to the gutter.
You can do all that. Keep sipping this champagne while you're talking. I leave this $150 bottle to me.
It's $150. This is a $10 bottle.
Hey, I'm fronting on the podcast.
Yeah, fronting on the podcast that no one cares about.
This is $7.99.
This is part of the...
With the car, this is $7.99. $10. That's $3 more. You tripping.
This is part of the this is part of the community. This is part of the problem in America. Everyone is trying to front.
Yeah. And so when you first meet somebody, they really got all their makeup, even the men. Because it's TV. They got everything done.
Oh, God, the makeup.
After the first night... And you smell somebody's armpit or back of their leg stinks like cow cheese. That's when the real test comes. So is it possible? Yeah, if you have the right mind. In America, it would be very difficult. Be very difficult.
I think so. I agree. I think it would be very hard to really do that in this country. People are not just set up for that. And then the thing is, people don't necessarily always support relationships here. You know, so... I think it would be very hard at the end of the day to go meet someone at first sight, have your family support it. And let's just be honest, money is the number one reason why people divorce. And so if your money is not right, that first sight's about to be the last sight. And that's just the bottom line. I don't think any amount of expert support can help someone that's lazy, lack of ambition, tired.
Are picky, because remember, some people say, oh, they're not my type. You got it wrong. So it's also on the people. You could be hardworking.
What's this issue with the type? I've heard so many women say this. It's not my type. My type is 6'7" tall and long or whatever.
Women got dark issues.
Or light. Or...
Women got issues.
We men say the same thing. Men are like, oh, I like petite. Though.
You put a yes, man in do. A little room with a woman who's not his type. By midnight, he can be like, hold on, but she does have
now, you and
eyelashes.
I both know, we know some people that can't handle their business. Come on, man. I don't want to go that. I don't want to drag anybody, but I will.
Handle their business.
I will drag people.
Handle their business. I'm just talking about a man will be a little less. He'll say, okay, she has good eyelashes.
I think that people, the beta alphas out here, which are men unnamed, are soft and... pretty much, they're like, oh, I only have a type, or light skin, or dark skin, or Asian, or white, or black, or whatever else. I think that you can't type people. Who are you? You can't make a person, first of all. You can't order them like a car. People are like, I can't date this person because they're under 6 feet. Like, who are you? Like, that's one thing about them that can't change.
You're 5'3", and you want some height in your family?
It doesn't matter, though. You're worried about the wrong thing. If height is your requirement... Like when you are dealing with, let's talk about, God forbid, you ever have a diagnosis, you lose your parents. Yeah, their height is really going to help you then. Don't worry about their character. Don't worry about their worth. Do they care about you? How do they treat you? But that height, that 6 feet going to help in that picture of the funeral. Like, don't be foolish. Like, come on, man.
Well, yeah, I feel you on that totally. And that, you know, people who are 6 feet and that everybody wants, when you do get, when you do get sick, or if you get sick, those might be the first people to be like, peace, I'm 6 foot, everybody wants me. And you, I mean, we've seen it, like folks get, you know, we'll have a boyfriend, girlfriend, as soon as that person get this, they're lonely, the people are out.
Yeah, they didn't
sign up for that. They signed up to be boyfriend, girlfriend, some people even spouses. You got politicians, you know, John McCain and different people. And what's the other one who,
we're not going to talk about the dead,
Oh, okay.
Trump.
Everybody's on my list. It's open. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying this is what at least the news reported. Fake news, but the news.
The news nonetheless. Yeah, I you know, at the end of the day, I wish him luck. You know, these people married at first sight. I think marriage is hard as heck. I think it's going to be difficult to do that if you don't have the backing of your family and your community. And there's this... story that people tell themselves in this culture, which is like, it's me and you against the world. Okay, first of all, you can't survive that for too long. You need family support. And you need friends, you need your community, you need your church, family, whoever, you know, whatever you do. And I think that that's important for people to understand that you can't do this marriage thing alone.
No, you can't do it alone. You have to know why you're doing it. You remember the book? I have it, I think, still. The Emperor's New Clothes, Biological Theories of Race at the Millennium. He was talking about how some people, certain cultures, look for certain things. And so if you did need height, certain cultures will go find height. Some cultures don't care about that. Maybe because everyone's short or it is what it is.
You know? Yeah, but some cultures too. I'm just thinking about the Asians. Like, I have a lot of Asian friends who are saying they have to get like the eyelid surgery to make themselves. Like, come on. Let's talk about the Brazilian women and having to
nothing's wrong with the Brazilian. Whatever you got to do
Get like implants just to make yourself desirable. But that's ridiculous. No,
I mean, whatever. I don't know what they look like before because all of them.
You look like, that's how God made you.
No, it is. But I'm saying if they have a low self, you see how it flips from the eyelids.
Men do penile implants. Let's talk about that.
For those who need it, I mean, they do.
Anybody could need a little extra. Now let's not. I didn't want to drag anybody.
No, because many women, and don't get me started. Let's say, don't put it all the way. Tell me half, or I can't take this.
So tired of men objectifying women. That's the bottom line.
I am not objectifying, but I'm tired of two men too. You. I'm jumping on it too. I'm tired of it too. I'm tired of it too. So keep preaching, sister.
I'm just saying, like, men objectify women so much, and women contort themselves, abuse themselves, mutilate themselves to fulfill this ideal role or whatever it is that men, to be desirable to men. And you know what? Men are rocking gut bellies, you know? Don't shave, some of them, present company excluded.
Yeah, I mean, this is Zaddy. Everybody knows who he is. The best dress.
That's right. You are the bestest man out there. However, for all you beta alphas or alpha betas, wherever you are, I think that the whole idea of objectifying women, that's part of the issue. And I do think that a lot of these men, when they meet the person that they say they want, someone who's kind, someone who's hardworking, a team player, ready to be married, ready to settle down, wants children, doesn't mind being a stay-at-home mom, they're like, her breast size is too small. It's like, seriously?
But I think it's always the women doing that, not the men. I don't mean too much. I never met a man who said, I got to get this chick some implants. Like, you could do that nowadays.
Come on.
And build. But I just don't know no tricks like that. I'm sure they're out there. I've seen them. I've been around them, but they're just not in my circle. We only keep the real official referees with a whistle.
But you guys, check out this show. Yeah, 90 Day. Not 90 Day Fiancé. It's a different show. Married at First Sight. I think it's an interesting concept, especially to introduce in this day and age, just to see how things go. Let us know what you think. Leave us comments. Email us any questions you may have. But it remains to be seen.
But they, remember, they did have research for it. They had studies. And there are more and more, and this is nothing new, but more and more shows, even like The Weirdest City, which is a Jordan Peele show on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's on the first episode, it's matching people based on what they say their needs are.
And people lie.
And in the part where I stopped watching, because I said I saw Al Bundy from Married with Children, and they matched him and the young boy together, and they're like, we're not gay. And so that really takes it to a whole different.
So you just lost me right there.
And I'm just saying, don't get lost. I'm just saying, with this research, you might get matched up with a dog. You might get matched up with a gorilla.
Lost out here in the wilderness. Don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, you can wrap up. You really that lost in the sauce?
I'm lost in the sauce because that's just too weird for me.
Cut you off. This $150, $200 bottle of.
Well, I'm not drinking, so I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. But anyway. So this has been a great show. Check out the show. Let us know what you think. We're rooting for these people. Hopefully they found true love. It's kind of hard to do that with cameras in your face, though. And let us know what you think. We're out.